Brian Lehrer on WNYC, and let's get the show on the road and continue now with our Pledge Drive series about idioms, those phrases of two or more words that are more than the sum of their parts. You can't just look up the individual words in a dictionary to figure out the meaning. That's an idiom. And that's where my guest for this series comes in. Christine Ammer is the author of the new second edition of the American Heritage Dictionary of Idioms. Hi, Christine.
Hello.
And since the Oscars are Sunday, we thought we would do a quick romp through theatrical idioms, most of which probably predate movies, but you've identified several of those to talk about, including get the show on the road from touring companies, I presume?
Well, yes, that comes from touring companies. And but there are some others that really resonate for the Oscars. One of them is in the limelight, to be in the limelight, which, of course, all the nominees will be, very
mm-hmm.
much so.
Mm-hmm.
And that goes back to an actual lighting device that was used in theaters to spotlight people. It goes back to 1840. And the term, of course, has long survived the method. Now we have electricity and other good things to limelight people.
Another one, steal someone's thunder. And another related one, steal the show.
Okay. Well, steal someone's thunder is also rather old. It comes from an actual story about a play. And let me just double-check the dates on that. It's
And why steal? That's really what I'm curious about. Why are they stealing someone's thunder or stealing the show?
Okay, well, there was an actual incident in which a playwright and critic, whose name was John Dennis, devised a thunder machine by rattling a sheet of tin backstage for his play in 1709.
Huh. The
play was Appius in Virginia. And a few days later, he discovered that the same device was being used in a performance of Macbeth, whereupon he said, "They steal my thunder."
So it was literal.
So it was absolutely literally so, and ever since it's meant to use or appropriate somebody else's idea, especially to one's advantage. A form of early plagiarism.
And steal the show, different?
Steal the show is pretty much the same thing. It's a newer version of the same thing. Steal the spotlight, too. Outshine somebody. And that comes from the first half of the 1900s.
How about break a leg?
You know, that actually is a translation of a German expression, which is break your neck and leg, which was said to people as a good luck wish for getting on stage. And it was translated, and I can't remember exactly when. I could probably look it up. But it's been used ever since for any kind of show, musical or otherwise.
And waiting in the wings or wing it, are they related?
Well, yes, they are. Wing it comes from the fact that when there was an actor who was going to replace somebody at short notice, he stood in the wings and tried quickly to learn his part. And therefore, he was said to wing it. It came to say wing it. And actually, that comes from 1885. People don't do that so much anymore because now they're able to read things off television screens. But wing it simply means to improvise. And I think I do a lot of that myself.
Doing it right now and well. How about the phrase old chestnut to refer to an old piece of theater?
One.
Yeah.
Right. That's another one that goes back to an early play, though not quite as early as the other one. Let me double check the dates on that. It's
why chestnut? Why isn't it a pecan or
an old piece of
cheese?
I've got old chestnut. Which is a stale joke or a story or a saying. It comes from William Diamond's play, The Broken Sword, which was put on in 1816, in which one character keeps repeating the same stories. One of them is about a cork tree, and he's interrupted each time by another character who says, "You mean chestnut. I've heard you tell the joke 27 times, and I'm sure it was a chestnut."
There's the old chestnut. We have 15 seconds, and you do have one specifically Hollywood idiom in the book that we could find, and that's La La Land.
Well, yes, and people may not like the definition of that when they live in Lollywood. But, of course, Lala refers to the abbreviation for Los Angeles. And it pokes fun, the expression pokes fun at the alleged eccentricities of the city's inhabitants.
All right. And we will leave it there for today with Christine Ammer, author of The American Heritage Dictionary of Idioms, second edition just out. And we've got a weekend activity for you along these lines, folks. And that is for using your imaginations to guess the meaning of various idioms that we weren't familiar with. We'll start with all wool and a yard wide. It's on our webpage at WNYC.org. Click on Brian Lehrer Show. Play with it over the weekend. And have a great weekend and listen to the Leonard Lopate Show next.